to item number nine, Sean Poyle, 16 Walleye Daily Limit briefing and public hearing. We'll wait for number eight.
Afternoon, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, Director Anderson, Deputy Director Storr. My name is John Whalen. I'm the Regional Fish Program Manager out of Spokane for our Eastern Region Office. Here today to talk about a proposal for the Lower San Poyle River. Just an orientation slide here relative to folks who may not be familiar with where the San Poyle sits. It's a tributary to the Lake Roosevelt system up in northeast Washington. The Lake Roosevelt, of course, is formed by Grand Coulee Dam, and the Lake Roosevelt, or what's called the San Poyle arm of the Lake Roosevelt, is a very familiar area to the fishers up there. You might recall the Commission passed regulations in the last major regulation cycle to address walleye bag limits for Lake Roosevelt and the lower Spokane River. And this is a continuation of that process. So the presentation outline today is to specifically look at the proposal for the walleye regulations for Lower San Poyle River, the Lake Roosevelt walleye status, just to give a background on that, look at the management goals that the department and Lake Roosevelt co-managers have for walleye, a little bit of a snapshot on what the abundance is, and how that addresses the need to look at the regulation proposal as far as the population itself, an update on the comments that we've received, and a timeline and next steps for the proposal. So the San Poyle River regulation proposal is to liberalize the daily bag limit for walleye to 16 on the lower San Poyle River. As you might see here, this is basically the San Poyle arm, and the San Poyle River flows in and comes out of the Colville Confederate Tribes Reservation. Inundation level up to Boundary C is the 1310 inundation line. So the regulation proposal would essentially address this portion of the lower San Poyle River. The significant component here is to align the regulations for walleye within the Lake Roosevelt system. As I'd mentioned previously, the regulation was changed last regulation cycle to 16 fish for Lake Roosevelt and the lower Spokane, and this would align all of the waters associated with Lake Roosevelt under one bag limit. Would be definitely an advantage for anglers to have that as far as consistency. The walleye status as far as Lake Roosevelt, the walleye population remains overabundant. There were some regulation changes in 2007 that I'll briefly touch on a little bit later, but still to this day remains higher than what we would like to see. And essentially, Lake Roosevelt may not have the available nutrients and biomass productivity to support the current amount of predators in the reservoir system. And the abundance level is starting to have an impact on the game and non-game species that are of concern. For example, native species of minnows, native species of suckers, as well as some of the mitigation programs for rainbow trout and kokanee are impacted by the overabundance and predation. So an increase in angler harvest is necessary to try to meet the management goals. And this gives an overview as far as what those management objectives are. We would really like to increase the walleye harvest annually to 150,000 fish to start to impact this population and bring it down to a level we think is more appropriate. The reduced walleye population by approximately 50% over the pre-2002 level, which was less than 200,000 based on estimates that were acquired through surveys done by researchers from Eastern Washington University and others. And as I mentioned previously, we'd like to improve the fish community balance, the predator-prey balance, into a more appropriate level. So this slide on the right portion here indicates where we've been with harvest estimates from extensive creel work that's been done on Lake Roosevelt associated with the BPA, Bonneville Power Administration mitigation program. 2007, when we put the regulation, the most recent early change for regulations on Lake Roosevelt, you can see that there was a response to that regulation. We did see some harvest increases up through 2010 and even into 2012, but it's plateaued pretty much at an annual harvest of 50,000, and we need to see if we can improve on that. Background information as far as abundance really indicates, and this is an overview of what we call the Fall Walleye Index net sampling, which is a systematic randomized approach to setting nets to monitor the population. And we have a very good database on walleye in Lake Roosevelt. And as you can see, over the years from 2002 up through this last year, there's been some fluctuation in the population, but it's pretty much through index assessments stayed fairly stable at about... we can compare the population estimate to this index of netting, and 4.2 fish per net is indicating that there's been some fluctuations, but it is not taking a significant decrease, and so thus the need to try to increase this harvest opportunity. So 2007, the commission passed a regulation to increase the bag to 8 with only 1 over 22, and you can see that subsequent to that, hasn't been a lot of significant impact on the population. The commission approved this last cycle, as I mentioned, the regulation to change to no minimum size, 16 fish, and this current sand poil proposal would be intended to align that. Public comments that we've heard to date, we had a meeting in Spokane. It was wildly attended by one individual. And he didn't have a specific comment, but he was interested in the process and to know a little bit more about Lake Roosevelt and walleye fishing. Online comments we've received through the 29th close, we've had 5. 4 were voicing support, no opinion, and there were no significant no's as far as what we received online. General support or understanding from our Inland Fish Policy Advisory Group. We have members on that group that are... affiliated with the statewide walleye clubs. They may not fully support the concept of not retaining that no more than one fish over 22 inches, but they understand the need to increase the bag limit. And written comments we have received from the Colville Confederated Tribes, they're not in agreement with this proposal. They voiced that same concern last year that they felt that it should be an unregulated bag opportunity. Constituents also voiced comments that this is a destination walleye fishery and it could potentially degrade the opportunity if it was unregulated. And so the regulation that was supported by the commission went to 16 fish. So timelines that we're looking at here would be we've completed the open comment online. There is an opportunity today for folks to provide comments to the commission. And then in January, we would be coming forward to ask the commission to adopt this sport fishing change for the lower sand poil. With that, I would open to any questions you have.
Short and concise and very clear. Any questions for John? Doesn't look like it. This is a public hearing. Has anyone signed up? No one has signed up. So I just have one question. Someone goes online to comment and tell us he has no opinion.
No comment? That's the range of possibilities.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Madam Chair. John, I guess, how popular is this fishery when nobody shows up or one guy shows up for a meeting and you get 5 kind of non-responsive comments online? Is this a destination fishery in reality, or give me your overview.
Sure, Commissioner. I think probably what the main issue here is that we really actively went out last regulation cycle and met with the clubs and had a lot of one-on-one with them, gave a lot of presentations for a lot of the information, specific data that we had. We did a lot of public outreach, and I think generally people have kind of heard this before. This is just an alignment for the sand poil, but the major basic issues about the walleye population, they've heard that, and I think maybe from my perspective that they gave their input last time around.
You were kind enough to come visit the Fish Committee yesterday, and during that you spoke to what the Spokane and Colville tribes are saying and what they may intend to do over the next few years as far as reducing the population of walleye. Perhaps the rest of the commission might welcome hearing a little bit of that.
Certainly. We work very closely with the Colville Confederated Tribe, their staff, as well as the Spokane Tribe of Indians. And as I'd mentioned previously, there I think their preference would be both tribes to not have a regulated approach, to just open it up. But the Spokanes are understanding that there's a process that we're working through to try to give the maximum opportunity to anglers that we can to try to address this. And so they're willing to continue to work with the regulated approach with the monitoring through the FWIN. The Colvilles are considered a little bit more aggressive approach. They have several operations that they're working on the Sandpoil Basin, including trying to maintain and conserve native red band trout that are in that system, as well as kokanee. And so they are they have been working to deal with the predation specifically in the mouth of the Sandpoil. And we have worked with them in a focused effort to try to address some predation removal, basically removing walleye through netting on the Sandpoil at a specific period of time during the year when they congregate in there. But I think the tribes are interested in seeing a significant impact on the population to bring it down to a level that's not impacting the ecosystem as much as it currently is. And they may be looking at monitoring and going forward, but at some future point they may be interested in being a little more aggressive in removing walleye in a more mechanical means, whether it's through netting or other avenues.
Commissioner Smith.
Just a quick question, John. When were they first introduced?
Well, walleye have been in the Spokane system since the 40s, I believe. So they've been slowly growing. And you might recall, to kind of promote that fishery, we used to have a seasonal closure on the Spokane arm to allow for walleye to come into the arm. We have a movement of fish that move in, and that's the primary spawning area is in the Spokane arm. But obviously, that population is doing quite well and doesn't need that anymore. But it's grown to a point where it's now kind of overshot its food source, basically.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.